Tonight's daf is Yud Tes Amud Beis / Daf Chaf. So we got to around halfway down Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara had been talking about the sheet of Abba Shaul, Miksa Yom Kekulo. So if you go around 10 narrow lines up, it says Kiman Uzla. So who is the following halacha go like? So Gemara says Kiman Uzla Ha Damar Rav Amar Namar Rav. The following halacha, an Avel Kevan Shamdu Menachman Etzlo Mutter Brechitza. So the moment an Avel gets up from his shiva, so that moment they leave, the Menachem get up, even though it's not a full day yet, the moment the Menachem leave, so then the Avel is permitted to do rechitza. The shiva is over for him. So we see, who is that? Holai Kaman Kaba Shol, who owes Mikses Hayom Kikula. So Amar Bai says, Halacha Kaba Shol, V'yom Shiva. Halacha is like Abba Shol on the seventh day, Mikses Hayom Kikula. But Modim Chachamim, even the Chachamim will agree to Abba Shaul B'yom Shloshim, that they also hold the Amrina Mikses Yom Kikulo on Day Shloshim. So Rav Amar Halacha K'Abba Shaul B'yom Shloshim, we passing that way for 30th day, but Ain Halacha K'Abba Shaul B'yom Shiva. We don't say Mikses Yom Kikulo on the 7th day. V'n Hardai Amri Halacha K'Abba Shaul B'zu B'zu, we passing like him in both ends, and Damar Shmuel Halacha K'divya Mekel B'Avel. There's this Yesod that we say in everywhere, there's a Machlokes and Avelis, we always go L'Kula. So Gemara now says, Shloshim Yom Minolon. How do you know that there's 30 days, that such a concept exists for Avelis, for the cutting of the hair? So Minolon Yalof para Minazir. The Ksiv Hach, it's written, Rosh Eichem Al Tifru, regarding Avelis, don't let your hair, the hair let it grow long. And Ksiv Hasam, Gadal para Seyar Rosho, you should let the hair grow long as well by Nazir. So we have a Gzeir Shava para. Malahalan Shloshim, Afkan Shloshim, just like Nazir is 30 days, so to Avelis is 30 days. So Hasam Minolan, how do you know Nazir is 30 days? Amar Rav Masna, Stam Naziros Shloshim Yom, because a person takes Naziros, doesn't specify the dates, a Stam Naziros is 30 days. Well, how do you know my time? Where does 30 come from? So Amar Kra, Kadosh Yihyeh, Yihyeh B'Gematria is Tlasen Hava. Yihyeh is a Gematria of 30, tells me that he's Kodesh for at least Yihyeh, at least 30 days, through the Gzeir Shava, we apply it to Avelis as well. Look at an interesting Tosafot on the side here, Asip Para Para Minazir, Yesh Shomrim, they're those who hold She'asir La'avel Yosorik Rosh Alacha Shiva, that he's not allowed to comb his hair after 7 days, Mishum Damrina Nazir Chofef Misafseis about Losorik, because the Nazir is also not allowed to comb his hair. So we have this equation, Vaniyafina Minazir. So Tosafot writes, Vena Niril Klal, this doesn't appear correct at all, because they're fundamentally different. The Benazir, Asir Vadai Shafil Tosh Saru Asir. The Isir Naziris is to pull out any hair, which is going to inevitably happen when you comb it. About the Indian, Avelis is Mishim Yifui. Avelis is not about pulling out hairs, it's about being presentable. But pulling out a couple hairs is not going to make the guy look presentable, whereby there will not be any Isurim for an Avel.
Also, Nazir could be there,
right? Well, Avelis also could be there, right? So, not Shloshim, though. But it could be if we learn that from Gzer Shava, not as a real Gzer Shava, but it came to Raisa Tikkun, so maybe to model everything afterwards if it was the same Isser of being Tolish as opposed to Yifui. So Gemara now says four wide lines down. Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Hakol Modim, everybody's in agreement. Kishachal Shlishi Shalol Yos Erev Haregel. If the third day of Shiva falls out Erev Haregel, we don't say Mikses Yom Kekulo in that case. You rather have to wait. Erev in this word means Lila. You have to wait until Leil Yom Tif to get to take a bath. So Rashi says, even Abba Shaul requires 3 full days at least. At nighttime, you could wash in cold water, but not hot water, because the gzeira of taking baths and showers in hot water in Yom Tif. Oh, Yamtin ad chalal shemoed v'riuchat bechamim, or wait to chalamoed to take a hot bath. There's a Tosis here in Dibaschal Sha'as, I'm not going to go through it, but he discusses the various other explanations as to how a person could take a shower or bath on Leil Yamtif. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nechemia Beredi of Yeshua, Ashka Chasinu l'Rab Papi, l'Rab Papa, the Yasuv Yikamri Halachak Rav Huna Beredi of Yeshua, that we pask in this way, that you need to wait 3 full days prior to Yamtif. Ikad Amri, others say, Amar Rav Nechemia Breda of Yosef, Ashka Chasinu l'Rab Papi l'Rab Papa l'Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua, the Yasvi v'Kamri, and they also said, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Shimchal Shlishi Shalol, Lios Erev HaRegel, She'asib Yuchita Ad HaErev. So same idea. So Gemara now asks a question. Boy minei abaye, kvaro kavro beregel. Let's say you bury a mace on Yom Tif, or sometime in Chol HaMoed, regel olala leminin shloshim, o ein regel olala leminin shloshim. So we know there's no shiva on Chol HaMoed. It doesn't take place until after Yom Tif is over, but can you at least start counting the days of shloshim prior to shiva? So Gemara explains, leminin shloshim, leminin shiva lakum ibarlei. It wasn't a question of shiva, delo nahaga mitzvah shiva beregel. So if a person loses a relative on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed and it's buried, shiva doesn't begin until afterwards and you have a full shiva. Ki kami b'aylai, the whole shaila was, l'minin shloshim. Tikanaga mitzvah shloshim b'rega, because you do practice halach as a shloshim. What do you practice a shloshim? Rashi explained that you don't do laundry. So that's the shaila. Do you count those days of Chol HaMoed towards the 30 days afterwards? Samai, what's the psak? Amrle o eina ola. The days of Chol HaMoed do not count towards shloshim. So Gemara asks, Eisive, Hakover es meso shnei yamim kodim haregel. A person buries a relative 2 days prior to Yom Tov, mona chamishim yamim acher haregel. This understanding is that shiva is not, Yom Tov is not mevatel it, and you need to continue 5 days of the shiva after regel. Umlachto ne'asis aide acherim, and the work has to be done through other people. He can't do the work himself. There's an iser melacha for avelus. And vavada v'shvachosa v'osim b'tzina b'tzoch beso, his servant should be doing work in a derech tzina inside the house. Vein rabim misaskim imo, but the 5 days after Yom Tov, the rabim don't have to be menachem avil anymore because shekvar misaskim bo b'regel, because during Yom Tov Chol HaMoed they came visiting him even though he wasn't officially sitting shiva, they came to visit him anyway, so you don't have to make up during the 5 days after regel. The rule is kol shu mishum avel regel mafsiku. Anything that's related to avelus, then regel ends it. The kol shu mishum eski rabim, something that's related to just the public's involvement, then ein regel mafsiku. Then that can continue throughout. Then the Gemara says kavru shloshi yamim b'sof haregel mona shiva acha regel arba yamim. So if a person buried a relative the three last days of Yom Tov, so then he needs to only count 4 days. 4 days afterwards. Rishonim, Rabbi Misaskim Bo, Bo Shloshi Yamim, Achonim Ein Rabbi Misaskim Bo. So the first 4 days, so the Rabbim are going to Misasik with them, because they were already started to be Misasik on Chol HaMoed. So that's part of the seven. And the last 3 days, the Shloshi Yamim Achonim Ein Rabbi Misaskim Bo, Shekfar Nisaskim Berego. The regel olalo, and the brisa concludes the regel counts towards it. So my lava seifa is not referring to the seifa, which is talking about the halachas of shloshim, and we see that regel does count towards shloshim, where it says lo aresha is going on the resha, which is referring to the halacha of the other ram. Sorry.
The first one is shiva,
the second one is shloshim. Right, exactly. The first one shiva, and they say the resha says no, it's going back in resha. That's referring to its ola towards the shloshim. So Gemara asks another question, Aceve regel ola lo leminin shloshim, that the regel does count towards the shloshim. Ketad, how does that work? Kavru b'tchilas haregel, if you buried a relative at the beginning of the Yom Tov, mona shiva acha regel, so then you have to wait until after Yom Tov is over to count shiva. Umlach l'nas is aide acherim, and the work is done through agents. Vavada v'shvichosav osim b'tzina b'tzach beso, Vein Rabbi Misaskin Bo Shikfar Nisaskin Bo Beregel, like we said, Beregel Olalo, and we have clearly that the Regel is Ola towards Shloshim. So this is a Tiyufta, a clear brisa that goes against what we said above. So Kiyasa Rabin, when Rabin came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported back from the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Kavra Beregel, even if it's buried on a Regel, so that even what? That the Regel is Olalo, Leminin Shloshim. And then Mechain Orele Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Pedas Breda Afilu Kavra Beregel. So the loch is that the regel is olalo for shloshim. Gemara now quotes a brisa Tanur Rabbanon Kaim Kviyas Amita Shloshim Yavim Kodma Regel. The guy was keeping shiva, and for 3 days he flipped over his bed before Yom Tov came. So then Einatzich Lekvosa Acha Regel. He doesn't have to fulfill that after regel. Once he had 3 full days, so then regel's mevato that. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. You don't need 3 days, even 1 day, even 1 second to do Kriyas Amita before Regel. That's sufficient for Shiva to be bottle. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hein Hein Devi Beis Shammai Hein Hein Devi Beis Hillel. This machlokas is really machlokas of an earlier set of Tanaim. Shabbos Shammai Omer Mishloshi Yom Mimu Beis Hillel Omer Afil Yom Echad. So Amar Rav Huna Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar the other say Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rav Huna Afil Yom Echad Afil Shachas. That's enough. Rav Amar Halacha Ketana Didan Damer Shlosha. We paskin that you need 3 full days. Ravina Ikle Le Rasura De Pras. He went to visit this location. And Amar Le Rav Chaviva Le Ravina Hilchas Amai. What's the bottom line? Amar Le Afil Yom Echad Vafil Shachas. So we hold like the Divrei HaMekel in the world of Avelus. So now Yosef Rav Chia Bar Abba, he was sitting down. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Ikolai de Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar, Nafik Milsami Benayu. They were having a discussion, and they said, "Minayin Avelus Shiva? Who? What is the source of Avelus for 7 days?" The pasuk says in Amos, "Va'afachti Chagecham le'Avel." I flipped your Yontif, your Chag, into Avelus. So Gemara wants to know, "Ma Chag Shiva?" Just like Chag is 7 days long, so too Avelus is Shiva. That's the source of Avelus being Shiva. The Ema Atzeres, maybe Atzeres Techad Yoma, maybe Atzeres which is only 1 day long, maybe not 7 days. Hahumi Barle Lichvei Shlakish, Damari Shlakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Minayin the Shmur Rechoka Sheino Noheges El Yom Echad. How do you know it's only kept 1 day? If you hear a Shmur Rechoka, which is that a relative died more than 30 days after the death, you hear of it, so you only have to keep Shiva for 1 day. That's learned out from Shavuos being a Chag. So for Shmur Rechoka it's 1 day, but for Shmur Kerova it's 7 days. Mark, what?
How did you tie that in? How do you know it applies over there?
Are you using it for both directions?
For sure, it's 1 day for
Shmur. Oh, because it's Mestavre that Shmur Rechoka should be a shorter period than a Shmur Krova. The Gemara now says a brisa Tanu Rabbanan Shmur Krova no Heges Shiva Ushloshim, a Shmur Krova that's heard about a relative who died within 30 days of the death, so you keep a full Shiva, you keep a full Shloshim, as opposed to Shmur Rechoka, which is after 30 days. No Heges Ela Yom Echad, you only keep 1 day. So now the Gemara asks the question, which we didn't answer yet, even though I told you, Eze he Krova Eze he Rechoka Krova Besoch Shloshim Rechoka is when you heard La'achar Shloshim of the death, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But Chachamim Omer Me'achas Shmua Krova Achas Shmua Rechoka, you always need to keep Noheges Shiva Vishloshim. So how do you paskin Amar Rabba Barbar Chana Amar Yochanan Kol Makom She'ata Motzi Yochan Mekel Rabbi Machmirim Halacha K'Rabim? We always paskin like the Rabbim. Chutz Mizo, with the exception of this case here, She'af Apish Rabbi Kiva Mekel Chachamim Machmirim, you would think to go based on the Rabbim. Halacha Halacha K'Rabbi Kiva Damar Shmuel Halacha K'Divrei Mekel Be'avel. Gemara now says, Rabbi Chanina Asi Le Shmuel Da'avua Mibei Chalza. He heard that his father had passed away, and Asi Le Kamei De Rav Chista Amar Le Shmuel Rechoka Eino Neheges Al Yom Echad. Since it happened more than 30 days ago, you only need to keep Shiva 1 day. So Rabbi Nasan Barami Asi Le Shmuel De'ema Mibei Chalza. He heard that his mother died. So Asi Le Kamei De Rava Amar Le Hare Amar Shmuel Rechoka Eino Neheges Al Yom Echad Bavad. Same thing. Since it was more than 30 days since her death, you only have to keep 1 day. So Eisive, the Gemara asks, Bamed Varamur, when is this true b'chamisha meisi mitzvah? When is the Shmur Rechoka 1 day? It's only with the 5 of the close relatives. Aval al Aviv val Imo, a parent, Shiva Shloshim. So how could they paskin above for the mother and father who is only 1 day? You really need a full Shiva of Shloshim according to this Braisa. Amale Yechidahi, that's a Das Yachid who says that for the mother and father require a full Shiva Shloshim. Below sphere lung kavasa, we don't pass like that. Das Yachid, the Tanya Maiso Mace Aviv Sherebi Tzadok, Beginzik, his father died. Vodiu Lacha Shalosharim, they only let him know 3 years after the death. Ubav Shalas Elisha Ben Avuya, what's the psak? Vizakanim Shimo, and he asked the elders that were with him at the time. They all said, no, Geshiva Shloshim, they all have to keep a full to 7 and 30. Uch Shemes, Beno Sherebi Achia, Begola, Yashiv Alav Shiva Shloshim. So you see from here that this is all Das Yachid. It seems like it's actually the Das Rabbim. Let's see. Ani, is this really true? V'ha Rav Bar Achua de Rabbi Chia. To have a Bar Achte de Rabbi Chia. So Rav, was both a nephew Rabbi Chia. He's a nephew from his uncle and from the aunt. So Rabbi Chia had a half-brother and half-sister who got married, and then they had a child, Rav. So Rav's uncle is Rabbi Chia from both his father and mother. So Kisalik Lahasim, when Rav went to there, Amar Le Abakayim, Is the father alive still? So he said to him, Amalei Ema Kayemes. Why don't you ask if the mother's alive? Amalei Ema Kayemes? Amalei, no, Abakai. My father's alive, but not the mother. So now Rav had to keep Shiva, because he just found out that his mother died. And Amalei Lishmai, so he says to his assistant, Chalitz Li Minali, take my shoe off. Holich Acharai Kli LeBeis HaMerechatz, bring me, schlep me to the Beis HaMerechatz to take a bath. So Shmami Na Tlas, we learn three things from this little Maisa. Shmami Na Avel Asa Ben Yitzha Sandal, you have to take off the shoes. Shmami Na Shmur Rechoka Eino Neheges El Yomechad, you only have to keep it one day, for a moment. And because then he went to the bath, so he's able to, there's no Yisraveilis anymore. And Shmami Na Miktas Yom Kekulo, you have to just keep just a second. So we see from here that what? That in this case, we paskin that's only one day, but above we paskin that it was a full 7:30. So the Gemara answers that there is no stira because Rabbi Chi Lachud, Rabbi Achya Lachud. There are two different people as part of the conversations here, in which case there is no stira in terms of the Memras and end up being Machlokas, whether or not you need a full Shiva of a Shloshim or you need just a Shah Achas. And we paskin Shah Achas.
There's a question about the father and mother. Then he brings a question. Then he brings about the brother.
So what's the answer to that one then? We tried bringing a brisa that was a das yachid. What was the support for that brisa? Maybe that's only Elisha ben Avuyah. Maybe that was the answer.
It says Elisha, maybe it was Machmir for his father, 7:30. And then we say Shemesh Benosha, Rabbi Chia, and then he says.
I think you're saying that's a das yachid of Elusha ben Avuya, I think. Yeah, that's the thing of the answer. Fine. So Gemara now says back in Chaf Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Avin Shema Shama Shmua Krova Beregel. Person hears a Shmua that relative died within 30 days, and it happens on Regel. Now the Motzei Regel Nasas Rechoka. Now he can't practice any shiva on Regel, but after Regel he's allowed to. But by then it turns into it's already considered Shmua Rechoka at that point. So what's the halacha? Olalo veino noeg el yom echad. So the regel counts towards his days, and he only has to keep one day of shiva. So tani Rabbi Ada demin kesari kame de Rabbi Yochanan shama shmur krova b'shabbes u'matzoy shabbes nasis rechoka. Same thing veino noeg el yom echad. It doesn't go based on when you hear; it goes based on when you're able to practice the halachas. That defines whether it's shmur krova or shmur rechoka. Yeah. Exactly. If it's one day, that was the Rabbi said, even though it's just one day, we paskin even just for a moment, afilu sha'achas, because of mikses hayom kikula. So Gemara wants to know, what about kareo eino kareo? When it comes to shmur rechoka, does the person who hears this, does he have to tear kriya? So Rabbi Mani amar eino kareo, and Rabbi Chanina amar kareo. So amar le Rabbi Mani le Rabbi Chanina bishlum ale didi damin eino kareo. I know why I paskin not to tear. Dehainu delo ika avele shiva, because there's no shiva. So if there's no shiva, there shouldn't be a kriya. Al didach damis kareya. You hold that there's kriya for shmur rechoka. Kriya below shiva miika. Do we ever have such an example where there's kriya without there being shiva? Gemara says, "Lo, we don't. Of course we do." V'hatani, the Baraita tells us that we do have. Isi avu de Rabbi Zera. Varmi la others say achu de Rabbi Zera. Kami de Rabbi Zera. They said in front of Rabbi Zera himself. Mi shein lo chalak lekroa, a person who doesn't have a shirt to tear, v'nizdabrin lo besoch shiva, and he gets one, a new shirt during the shiva, kareya, he tears it, la'acha shiva eino kareya, but afterwards he doesn't tear. So, what's the shaila here? So if he gets in the middle, even though besoch shiva, he gets on day 4 or 5, there's not a full shiva, he's still supposed to do a kriya. So we do have a kriya without there being a full shiva. So that's not a crazy thing. So the Gemara says, Ani Rabbi Zera, Basri, Rabbi Zera said, Bamed Dvam Amurim, when is it Shuba Chamisha Mesa Mitzvah? Aval, oh, this is the really question. Aval, Aliva, Aviv, Aval, Imo, Kore, Veholech. If for mother and father, you have to be Korea even after shiva's over. So we say, see, you do have Kriya after shiva. The Gemara says, no, Kitani Ahi Lechavod Aviv, Veimo. When we say to tear on a parent after shiva's over, that just to show extra kavod. But that's not a chiv of kriya, that's a chiv out the kavod for the parent. So we see that there is no kriya without shiva. The Gemara never gives an explanation as to why Rabbi Chanina says there is kriya. So Gemara then says, Taner Banner and Kota Brisa Kola Amar Beparshas Kohanim Shekoy Metami Lehem, the seven relatives that Kohen is allowed to be Metami to them if they die, Avel Mesabel Lehem. Those are the same people that a person sits Shiva for, those same seven relatives. Veluhain, Ishto, Avivi Imo, Achiv Achoso, Bino Bito. So the wife, parents, brother and sister, and son and daughter, that's the seven. So Gemara, Hosif Alein, Achiv Achosa, Basula, Meimo, Vacha. So they add on as well a brother and sister, a sister who's single from the mother, meaning a half sister brother, or Achosa Nesua, or a sister who's even married, Bain Meaviva, Bain Meimo. Ukshem, so they add those on as well. So that's what the additions are. Ukshem, Shemisabel Aleim, Kach Misabel Al Shneim Shalahem, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds just like you would sit Avelos on them, so to the secondary ones from them. So who does that include? Rashi explains, Avi Aviv, Bino Bino, grandchildren, grandparents, all the second left, take those relatives and just expand them one generation, either up or down. So then that's all according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Eina Masaba El Aben Bino Val Aviv, only the grandson, grandfather, but you don't extend all the other relatives. And Chachamim Omer, Kol Shem Masaba Alav, Masaba Imo. Anyone you are going to mourn over, so you would mourn with them. So that seems to be the grand, including the grandfather and the grandson. Right? If a son is sitting Shiva for his child, so one would sit Shiva with his child on the grandchild, or a father, grandfather. If a father is sitting Shiva because of the grandfather, so you should join your father to accompany him with Avelus. So Gemara says, what?
I was just saying, it says that the Kohanim, the ones that they're Metame to, Emma Kohanim Shagoy Metame Lehem, Ovel's Mesabo on them. But I thought
those are additional ones. Those are Hosifolen. That's extra ones they added that the coin doesn't have. Those are Hosifolen. Exactly. So Gemara says, Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. They're saying the same thing, that one would have to mourn for a grandson or grandfather. Ikubanayu ima babayis. The question is whether you have to be babayis with them. Meaning what? According to the Tanakama, so only ima babayis. Only if you're with them, mamish, at the same time, do you have to? But if you're not with them, you don't have to. But according to Chachamim, you have to mamish be with them in the house and sit Shiva. Kiha to Amar Le Rav Chia Rav Lechia Brei. Rav says to his own son Chia, V'chein Amar Le Rav Huna Le Rabba Brei. He said to his son Rabba, Bape Naga Vilusa, Belo Ape Lo Ntinuga Vilusa. When you're in front of me, you need to practice Avelos with me. And when you're not in front of me, then you don't have to practice Avelos. So Gemara now says, Mar Ukva, Shachiv Le Bar Chamua. So the son of his father-in-law, meaning his brother-in-law died, his wife's brother died. Savor lemesiv alav shiva v'shloshim. He thought he's going to sit a full shiva and shloshim. Al Rav Huna legabei ashechei. He found them sitting. So he said, Amalei, tzudinaisa bayis lemeichel. So he says to him, you want to eat a sudas avelas? Lo, amru l'chavad isho el l'chama v'chamoso. When you're showing honor to one's wife who's sitting for a relative, it's only for her father or mother, for your father-in-law or mother-in-law, but not to her brothers or other relatives. D'tanya, Misha meis chama v'chamos, if a person's father-in-law or mother-in-law die, Eina rasha l'kofas isha lios kochelas lios bokeses. You can't force the wife who's sitting Shiva to put on the makeup and stuff. Ela kofa mitaso, you have to turn the bed over. V'noag ima avelis, and you have to practice avelis along with her. V'chein hi, so to she, shemeis chamel or chamosa, or her mother-in-law or father-in-law died, Eina rasha lios kochelas lios bokeses. She cannot put on makeup. Ela kofa mitaso, she turns her bed over. V'noag ima avelis, and she shares in the avelis with her husband. V'tani idach, afa pisha amu eini rasha l'kofas isha l'yos kochelas v'yos bokeses. Even though you can't force her to dress up, b'mes amu, the truth is, she can be mozeges lo asakos matas lo mito merchatz lo panav yad v'raglav. So she is allowed to pour wine for you, or to make your bed, or to bathe hands and feet for you. To kashina hadade, there's a kasha here. What's the kasha? We said above that what? She's allowed to make the bed, but earlier we said she has to turn the bed over. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, El alav shma mina, kan nechama v'chamoso, kan bishar krovim. Shma mina. If it's coming to a father-in-law, mother-in-law, so that's when you turn the bed over of the husband as well. But if it's another relative, so then, even though she's a velus, the spouse doesn't have to keep a velus along with him. So then the Gemara finishes off. Tanya Nami Hachi Lo Amru L'Chavod Ishto El Chama V'Chamos Bavad. The only time you have to show honor to one's wife when they sing Shiva is only for the mother-in-law and for the father-in-law. Okay? We made it through very nicely. Great timing as well.